Dear participants and organizers of the 10th Bielefeld Conference, dear colleagues from all over the globe, it is my great honor and pleasure to greet you in the name of Bibliothek und Information International. I'll abbreviate that to BII in the rest of my little speech, and to speak a few words of welcome today. The reason why I'm here is that our profession is today more than ever an international one, and I want to draw attention to the word international in the name of the conference. Just like information itself, which knows no borders, we as information professionals are in dire need of exchanging knowledge and ideas across borders. How else could we help our libraries and information centers to thrive in the face of the ongoing digital revolution? And how can we take a meaningful position in that revolution? As you all know, we are presented with manifold challenges for our traditional tasks, preserving, organizing, and providing information for our users, but at least as many opportunities. And the preceding speakers have talked about this, so I won't mention all the challenges and opportunities again. While the first generation of digital natives that are also named in the title and the subtitle of the conference, where the digital natives grew up, the internet has become the core medium for whole society, also for the digital immigrants, as you could call them, born before 1980, causing an immense change in the information behavior of our clients. And during the last 20 years, as you've heard, the Bielefeld Conference has shaped and influenced our profession strategies in dealing with those challenges and opportunities. And it has done so in a decidedly international manner, inviting speakers from 9 different countries this year and drawing participants from 25. Thus, I am proud to speak today during the opening of what I would call Germany's most important regular library and information conference targeted at an international audience. I am immensely grateful that I was invited to represent BII here today, as the link between the conference and our organization, in fact, couldn't be more cogent. For the last 12 years, BII has promoted the exchange between Germany and other countries in the library and information profession, continuing a tradition that dates back even to 1963. In that year, German librarians established an Office for International Affairs, the Bibliothekarische Auslandsstelle, that was later run by the German Library Institute until that institute was closed down in the year 2000. Today, BII is a standing committee of BID, Bibliothek und Information Deutschland, the Federation of German Library and Information Associations, and we have quite a few of them in Germany, as you may know. Ms. Siebert was representing one of them. And all of those associations are represented in BID and form the standing committee. We are still serving the task of fostering professional exchange between Germany and foreign colleagues and libraries today. BII does so mainly by offering various travel grants programs that are funded by the German federal government. BII's closest partner in implementing those programs is the Goethe Institute, with its worldwide network of cultural institutes, you will have heard of them, most of which employ library staff who serve as contact persons for colleagues from abroad who want to visit Germany. To give you just an example, one important activity of BII is the support of German participation in the IFLA sections, core activities, special interest groups, and also the annual IFLA Congress. Even at the comparatively remote Congress in Puerto Rico last year, almost 60 German colleagues managed to attend, many of them with BII grants. At the same time, about 40 colleagues from abroad are invited to the German Library Congress, the Bibliothekartag, every year. It will take place in May in Hamburg this year. Apart from those conference activities, short group study trips can be funded through BII, as well as longer professional stays by individual colleagues. All those programs work in both directions, from abroad to Germany and the other way around, Germans traveling to other countries. In some cases, BII not only funds but organizes international trips. For instance, there will be a visit to Berlin by a high-ranking Turkish delegation in coming June. Turkey is the official partner country of BID, of the German Library Field, for the years 2012 to 2014. So BII is concentrating on joint activities with the colleagues over there during that time. But of course, we remain open to applications from other countries. And so we were very pleased by the high interest in travel support by foreign participants of the Bielefeld conference this year, especially because many of the applications came from countries far away from Germany, and we don't have that too often, especially from developing countries. We had quite a few of applications, and that shows how well known the Bielefeld conference is internationally, and how large the interest is even in countries like Zimbabwe or Burundi. Four grants have been awarded by the committee in the end, and it is my honor to finish my short address by reading out the names of the recipients. But before I do that, I would like to take the opportunity that I'm standing here and you all see me, especially the grant recipients, to ask those four people, well, one of them already came, but the other three, to please come and see me during the next break. I will be standing at the registration desk and will hand out your grants to you. So bear that in mind. And now please bear with me while I try to pronounce your names correctly. First of all, we awarded a grant to one of the speakers of the conference, Mr. Liao Tung-Cheek, who is head librarian at Petra Christian University in Surabaya, Indonesia. Mr. Liao will present a paper about syndicated content on Thursday morning. And the other three grants went to Ms. Shima Moradi, editor-in-chief at the Scientific Association of Information Management in Tehran, Iran. Mr. John Bosco and Tungi Rimana, head of documentation and archives at the General Court of Auditors of Burundi in Bujumbura. And last not least, Mr. Ring Vidhar, head of the Library of Behavioral and Social Sciences at the University of Groningen, Netherlands. Congratulations to the grantees. Thank you for listening. And a successful and productive conference to you all.